let's say an employee comes to you complaining that her male colleague who has less experience is making more money than she is. So you put this through the seven lenses to understand the nuances of your decision on how to act in this situation. So through lens one, profit, if you find that it's true and you have to increase her pay, it will cost your department more money. So if you just look through the profit lens, you'd say, oh no, I don't want to look into that because it's going to cost more money. But you have to move up to lens two, law. Well, of course, there are laws requiring equal pay regardless of gender. So you're bound by those laws. And in addition to that, if you don't address the discrepancy in pay, it could lead to a lawsuit that would potentially cost the company more than it would cost to just adjust her pay and make it fair. So if we're going to fix this problem, that would honor the law lens, but it also might be good for profitability because it might save money if there were to be a lawsuit in the future. Looking through lens three, character, it would demonstrate good character and moral awareness, of course, to investigate and correct any problem with fairness. So we would want to honor the character lens by looking into it and adjusting. Lens four, people, it would show respect for your employee and all other employees to quickly correct any problems with fairness in pay. That would just make it a better environment. Which leads us to lens five, communities. Ensuring that the pay is fair will help build trust within your team and within the company, which will improve the workplace community. Through lens six, planet, you'll have to pull pay reports to check this out. So you want to be sure you don't print out any more than you have to, right? And maybe save your documentation electronically instead of in a paper file wherever you can. And lens seven, the greater good. By showing commitment to pay equity and making corrections when they're needed, you're making your employees' future better long term, and you'll be sending a message that you care about people's short and long term success, and that might attract more good people who want to work at your company. So we can look at this in a very long term way, that following the pay equity laws and making it equitable within your group will make life better for future generations, for future employees in your company. This framework makes it simple to get the whole picture before you proceed, and it helps us overcome that tendency to make a quick decision without really understanding what we're doing.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.